Hey, Roros, do you ever call up Royally Obsessed on Alexa?
It's one of the easiest ways to listen to the pod. You can hear our latest episode every week there, thanks to Amazon Music, which has a full catalog of podcasts, including Royally Obsessed.
All you have to do is say, Alexa, play Royally Obsessed on Amazon Music. Oh no, mine is listening to me say that right at this moment.
A royal reminder, new episodes drop every Thursday. Tune in on Amazon Music. Now, on to the show.
Hey guys, it's Caitlin with some breaking news. As you know, we typically record on Tuesday nights, but we're coming to you on Wednesday morning because, of course, we just learned that Prince Charles has been diagnosed with coronavirus. He's tested positive, and we have a statement from Clarence House about that.
Yes, so we just woke up to all these alerts, and then the statement reads, the Prince of Wales has tested positive for coronavirus. He has been displaying mild symptoms, but otherwise remains in good health and has been working from home throughout the last few days as usual. The Duchess of Cornwall has been tested, but does not have the virus. In accordance with government and medical advice, the Prince and the Duchess are now self-isolating at home in Scotland. The tests were carried out by the NHS, where they met the criteria for required for testing. And then they go on to say, it's not possible to ascertain from whom the prince caught the virus, owing to the high number of engagements he carried out in his public roles in recent weeks.
Which, just that sentence alone, can I just pause you, because that is such a terrifying thing to say. Of course, I've seen other reports connecting the fact that he sat across from Prince Albert of Monaco at an event in the last couple of weeks. And so Prince Albert has tested positive for corona, so he could have gotten it there. But honestly, not to be sort of, I mean, how could you not be negative about all of this? Like, as they say, he interacts with so many people. So not only could he have gotten it from so many people, but he could have given it to so many people at this point. So just
and
wanted
also,
to point that out.
He was making so many headlines for, instead of shaking hands, doing the namaste prayer bow. And I don't know, that to me, I don't know. That's scary. He should have, I don't want to say what anyone should do, but the advice that we're following here in New York is to stay home. And I hope that this helps other people see that, you know, no one is immune from this and we all need to just stay home and protect ourselves. And it's also worth noting that he saw the Queen last on March 12th, which is Caitlin's birthday. And
I know.
But
it's making me upset. That connection is making me upset. But yeah, they pointed out in their statement that that Charles and the Queen haven't interacted now in 12 days. So, you know, I think that's supposed to be a comfort and is honestly very transparent for them to give us an idea of that kind of timeline. So, but we don't really know about the rest of the family. And of course, they're all in, you know, I don't know where each family member is isolating, but you know, it's scary to think about who else he might have interacted with, but I'm glad that they at least told us that part, you know.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we're recording this Wednesday morning. This is all we know for now, but we just hope, like, to all of our listeners, we hope you're staying safe. We hope you're sheltering in place. We hope that your family members are safe and we're thinking about you.
That's right, Lisa. And now on to the rest of the show.
Hear ye, hear ye. Please rise for their majesties of Royally Obsessed, the podcast for all things royals.
Stand by! Three cheers for Her Majesty the Queen!
Hi there, welcome back to Royally Obsessed. I'm Caitlin Menza.
And I'm Lisa Ryan.
And it's time for your weekly update on the royal news you need to know. Make sure to follow the show on Instagram at Royally Obsessed Podcast and join our Facebook group, Royally Obsessed. You can subscribe to the podcast and leave us the royal rating of a 5-star review. I imagine you have a lot of downtime these days, and that's just one very positive use of it. You can also send us an email at info@gallerypodcast.com. This week, we are chatting about, well, unfortunately, a lot of corona updates because there's, you know, that's the only story. That's the only story on the whole planet Earth right now.
Very true.
But we're also talking about the very sweet Mothering Day or Mother's Day in the UK that just passed and all the adorable posts that came with it, which really lifted my spirits in such a major way. And then lastly, we have some updates about the show that we need to share. We have some major news of our own. So stay tuned for it all. We're so excited to have you here. And I don't know, how are we all doing? How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm okay. I miss you. Oh, obviously, if people can't tell from the way that we sound, we are clearly in different places. We are again doing another Skype interview. a Skype session, because it's not safe to be around each other. It's not safe anywhere. It's kind of scary. And I hope everyone's holding up. I hope everyone's staying safe, washing their hands, social distancing, doing what they need to do, checking in on themselves, checking in on anybody who's alone right now. And if you're alone right now, please know we're thinking about you, and just hope everyone's doing okay.
Yeah, it's really just a really scary time. I'm glad we at least have the Mothering Day stuff to discuss, because everything else is pretty depressing, as you might imagine. But still, we have a cocktail.
And now it's time for the weekly royal cocktail.
Do you have a cocktail?
No, I'm drinking seltzer again. I'm sorry. Okay. I cover the news, so I can't drink right now. I have to be focused.
Don't apologize. You're bringing very important updates to the populace. I am not doing that, so I'm having a beer, because also we're going to have burgers tonight, and I'm really excited about that.
Oh, yes. If anyone's wondering who's making Caitlin her burger, she just had an essay go live on Grub Street, which is a New York Magazine vertical today, which is Tuesday, about what it's like to self-quarantine with a Michelin star chef. And that's her boyfriend, Kevin. And he just keeps making her like gnocchi and pizzas and souffles and like all these things. And I mean, I love my boyfriend, but he's not making me souffle.
Our boyfriends bring different things to the tables. But yes, I'm very, very happy to be stuck indoors with this dude. If I don't kill him before next week, we still make each other crazy in these very tight quarters. And I'm sure everybody can understand that about now. But in any case, I'm having a beer.
What type?
I'm doing this like 6 points thing. I don't know. It's a brand he likes. Hoppy. Stuff. Sure. I don't know. We're recording at like 4-ish o'clock, and I'm like, I guess that's happy hour now. So that's kind of how that works. I imagine it would be happening like that in homes all around the world. But that's the Royal Cocktail. And then we have a listener email. Or is it Royal History? When we're not email. In the studio, I don't remember how anything works. I don't remember the order.
We'll do the email first.
We've done it 108 times, and I still don't know how it works.
108? I know.
Anyway, would you like to take the lead on this wonderful listener email?
Sure. It's from Lauren, and the subject is, can I give a shout-out thank you to a fellow Roro? Always. We're always here for shout-outs and thank yous. Lauren writes, hello, Lisa and Caitlin. I had to postpone my April 18th wedding, so I shared the live stream link to my March 20th, 2020 wedding. Only 10 people were allowed in the chapel total, to bring a little joy to my fellow Roros. I figured this was the best time to invite everyone and anyone I wanted to our wedding. Well, aside from my mind being blown that Elizabeth Holmes, the one and only E. Holmes, watched it, I was so touched by all the other Roros who tuned in as well. I was hoping I could give Amanda P., who found my Amazon registry and sent me a gift off of it, a shout out. It was totally unexpected and unnecessary. Thank you, Amanda. You are so incredibly sweet. Best wishes, Lauren. Oh, that's so nice. I mean, that's so sad. I mean, there's so many horrible, tragic things happening right now. And then, you know, having to cancel a wedding is also really awful. And so I'm really glad that Lauren was able to share her day with so many people. And I hope it brightened up people's days.
Yeah, I also saw people chatting about it in the Facebook group. And Lauren, we're so glad it was shared there. And Lauren's been a longtime listener and social media follower. I recognize her handle. And so we're so, so sorry about what happened to your wedding. But we're so glad that you shared it with us and shared it with Elizabeth Holmes, and that she shared it right back to her many, many, many followers. It was so lovely to see imagery from the day. And I'm so glad that you moved forward and innovated in that way. I know that people who have special events coming up and graduations and stuff are figuring out different ways to celebrate. And what a special way. I know it's not exactly what you imagined, but you'll certainly never forget it. And it looked really beautiful. You'll never forget it. And it looked really, really lovely. So we wish you all the biggest congratulations, Lauren. And it's so sweet that a Roro found her Amazon registry. Now I want to go find it. First of all, I just love looking at people's registries.
Oh, I love it too.
I love seeing plate patterns and stuff.
I know. I'm always like, oh, I know who you are now.
Exactly.
It's like, I get you. I can see what pattern you're into.
Exactly.
Figured you out. I'm a therapist.
So then we have this week in royal history.
And now, This week in royal history.
Another recent bride. We're celebrating the birthday of Princess Eugenie, who turned 30 yesterday. And so her birthday was March 23rd, 1990. And actually, it's my brother's 30th birthday today. And I really do feel sorry for, again, I feel sorry for wedding people getting married. I feel sorry for college graduates. And I feel sorry for my brother. He was supposed to be getting on a flight to Thailand today to celebrate his 30th birthday. And that's not happening, obviously. So really feeling feeling for all the people trying to celebrate and doing their best. But I really did love all the images that were shared of Eugenie, especially the one from Sarah Ferguson of her daughter. It was just really gorgeous from her wedding day. She looked so great. And so I'm glad that I hope that Eugenie found a way to celebrate. As a princess, you probably at the very least have some champagne at your disposal. So.
Or you're not cooped up in a tiny apartment.
Yeah, you're not in a studio apartment like I am. You probably have one of those nice KP apartments all to yourself with your husband. So there's that, of course. But meanwhile, this week, we also had another annual celebration, which was Mother's Day in the UK. Now, of course, being Americans as we are, this always, like, I forget that this day is coming up until I'm reminded by the royals. So we saw the cutest, loveliest posts from the whole fam. So I don't know. I think I'd love to start with the one from the Cambridges because it was just so cute.
So you remember the family portrait where they're sitting on the tree and it's all five of them. And Louis is a little accountant per usual. And Charlotte's just kind of hamming it up for the camera. And George is there as well. And, you know, Will and Kate look really relaxed. So they shared an image for Mother's Day. And it looks to be from that same shoot because, you know, obviously Kate's in the same outfit. Charlotte's in the same outfit. You can't see Louis, but you can see with joy, just like Kate kind of maybe running or just whizzing by with Charlotte on her back and a piggyback, and William's doing the same with George. And it just is a very natural, joyful, parental look, and it's very sweet. And it makes me think of when we could all just be outside.
I know. I always am so glad every single time they share a new portrait, no matter how formal, and a new imagery from the kids always makes me happy. And this is just so great. It feels like they're in the golden sunlight. I agree. I felt like, oh, right, to be outside and to be running around having fun. Of course, you can be outside in almost every country to get some fresh air right now, but it just, I was like, oh, look at this togetherness. It looks so nice. I love that Charlotte's head is sort of thrown back in joy.
Yeah.
And I love her little blue and white barrette. So that was super, super cute. The caption notes that it was taken in Norfolk, of course.
And then if you scroll through on the thing that they shared, the next one is a picture of Diana with Harry and William. And it's just like one of those iconic pictures where you can tell that Diana was so close with her sons. William has his arms around her neck, and she's just looking so happy and proud, and he's got his mouth open really big and wide, kind of looks just like Charlotte. And then you got Harry, and, you know, just from what we know of Harry as a child, it just kind of seems like it's maybe one of his more calm moments where he's just kind of sitting down and behaving. And it's just such a lovely image, and it really warms my heart and makes me sad.
I know, as always, whenever we see Diana with the boys. And then we got a brand new image never released to the public before this of Carol Middleton holding baby Kate. And listen, I'd love to make some comparisons. This is my favorite game of who she looks like, but truthfully, she looks like a baby. She looks pretty baby-like. But if we're going to do comparisons, a young Carol Middleton, you really see the resemblance with Kate, obviously. Also, she has a really chic haircut.
Yeah, right?
She looks really great. She's of course gorgeous now, but she was gorgeous then. And I love this throwback. I love the little, like, the sweater that baby Kate's wearing is super cute. And then the little carousel ends on a card from Prince George to his mother. And listen, as we've covered many times in the past, we are not experts in child development, but this seems very advanced for a 6.5-year-old. Like, I'm very impressed by this card.
Yes, me too. I mean, I wouldn't be able to make it that good, but honestly,
It's like there's acrylics, there's colored paper, there's a 3D element, there's a little heart. I'm deeply impressed. I love the plaid pattern on the tablecloth that he made. Just like impressive across the board. So that was super duper charming. And then on the Sussex front, they, you know, I would have loved to get a photo of Archie, but I understand I can't always get what I want. Instead, we got this lovely little text-only slide that says, Mummy, Mom, Mom, Mama, Granny, Nan, thank you, with a little heart. And it says, no matter what you call your mom, this Mother's Day in the UK, we honor the moms all over the world who do so much every day and now more than ever. Thank you. So super duper cute. I love the little red heart that they did. So that was very sweet. I also feel like that was a nod to the Americans because we don't say mom. I mean, it's a small thing, obviously, but like we don't say mom. So it's like whatever you call her, if you call her mom, like you get to be under this tent celebrating today as well. So I don't know. I found that really cute. So there was that. I also believe, yeah, over on just at Royal Family, we got tons more pictures of the Queen and everything like that celebrating as well. Just really lovely. And then, of course, the Queen herself at the Royal Family, or at least someone on her team, posted a gorgeous, gorgeous image of her and her mother on 1951. And they're both wearing these very chic 1950s outfits and holding their hats because it seems to be windy in the images. And the Queen mom was just so adorable. I don't know if she would appreciate the word adorable being used for her, but she's wearing an awesome fur stole. Like their hats are so great. It's just such a like pure glamorous photo. And we know I like the royals at their utmost glamour. So that was a very sweet thing. And I liked that the caption wasn't, you know, from the Queen wasn't a generic Mother's Day thing. She noted, today may be a different and difficult day for those who would usually plan to spend time with their mothers as we adapt to the necessary changes and disruption to our normal routine and regular patterns of life. But for all moms everywhere, we are thinking of you and we wish you a very special Mother's Day. So I think that was a really nice little touch.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of the Queen, we are obviously living in really uncertain times right now. And this is a time when people are looking to their leaders, whomever they may be, to kind of give some guidance and say some things and try not to like, be political or anything. But the Queen is preparing, reportedly, to address the nation for the fourth time. The last time she did this was actually in 2002 when her mother died. So we're citing People magazine right now. A royal source told People that it's going to be a televised address. It's not set yet, like when it's going to run, but she will follow the advice of the government for when it should be best deployed, of course. And so the source said that they are looking at everything and discussing whether the Queen should go to meetings with key aides through video chats moving forward to try to keep herself safe. And they're at Windsor Castle now.
Yeah, and of course, I know that this is obviously a big deal. This news story, this situation is one of the craziest thing of all of our lives. I mean, it's unprecedented to have a global disaster like this, but there's something about, you know, obviously as a Royals fan, there's something about the Queen finally having to get involved in this kind of way that reminds me that we're really living in such a gigantic historical moment. The fact that she sort of has to, or I mean, I don't know if has to is the right phrase, but that she has to address People right now. And it just goes to show what a gigantic moment in history we are in. So she's had such a crazy life. And this is just part of it. This is just part of the thing that she's living through and that we're all living through. Any of these sort of markers that remind me that we're in a big deal just shake me once again about what's going on. It doesn't take much to shake me these days, but I don't know. The Queen having to address me would give me some comfort for sure.
And in a statement, the Queen said, at times such as these, I am reminded that our nation's history has been forged by people and communities coming together to work as one, concentrating our combined efforts with a focus on the common goal. Yeah. We are enormously thankful for the expertise and commitment of our scientists, medical practitioners, in emergency and public services, but now more than any time in our recent past, we all have a vitally important part to play as individuals today and in the coming days, weeks, and months. So
Yeah.
Also, she signed it, of course. I know she signed it Elizabeth R, which I don't know why that always seems so major to me. It just, I don't know.
Like, I mean, I'm Lisa R. I get it.
It's basically this, like, a diminutive of Elizabeth R. So samesies. Mm-hmm. Speaking of big deals, like, Prince Albert of Monaco has announced that, you know, the palace told CNN that he has corona, you know, he's tested positive for coronavirus. It seemed inevitable because the royals just interact with so many people, and that somebody, that some royal person would have it. And I know, again, it's developing hour by hour, but the Danish royal family announced that several of their family members have been tested because one of them had bronchitis. And it's just, it's really scary stuff. It's really scary
stuff. Yeah, and a lot of things, in addition to weddings like we spoke about earlier, a lot of things are being canceled, I would say. Everything is being canceled. And one thing that's been postponed is the Invictus Games. And Prince Harry actually posted about this on social media. He had a video that he posted just kind of talking about it. You know, he's disappointed, obviously, but the priority is everybody's safety.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, like we said, it's anything that hasn't been canceled already, you have to sort of assume it will be. I mean, we just got the news about the Olympics earlier this week, but I feel like everybody knew that had to be coming. So it's just confirmation. Yeah. But I really liked that Harry actually recorded a video. Mm-hmm. And also, this is so random, but I liked that it was clearly just like him with a laptop, that it kind of looked low res, sort of how Lisa looks to me right now, because that's the reality of how we're all dealing and how we're all working right now. Is we're not doing it with like fancy cameras and lights. We're just sitting at our computers trying to make the best of things. Yes. I mean, I myself am in my pajamas. It doesn't have to be like that, but it is like that right now for mm-hmm. me. So, but yeah.
And then we actually got to see Kate and William pay a visit to an emergency call center. So they did an official outing to go see what health staffers were doing to help people and to show their support for the efforts to protect the public. And that's also when we got to see. And I know this is so small because it feels like everything that you may have thought was interesting in the past doesn't quite matter right now. But, you know, we have to still maintain like bits of levity and joy. And so Kate wore a really great pantsuit.
Yes, she wore a great pantsuit, a pink one. It was just such a great look for her. And it was so nice and so reassuring to see them. And it was such a great color on her. And apparently it looked like it matched the uniforms of some of the staffers, which I just loved. It was such a special touch. Also, the suit was by Marks and Spencer, which is like, you know, a very low-key, essentially mall brand for Brits. And mm-hmm. so that was a nice touch as well. You don't want to be wearing like Dior per se at such a crisis time. But it was a really lovely visit. There was one moment where it said, I'm looking at the people.com report, that he had a bit of a surprise because he was introduced to a call handler who used to work at Buckingham Palace when he was a baby, Paula White. And so he joked, like, was I behaving myself? Was I a rowdy little child? And she said, I can't say, sir, the press are here, which is really cute. It was really cute. I was so happy to see them. I will say that my immediate reaction when I saw them in public and in an office was, oh my God, why are they outside? But I do know that, first of all, the photos and the release came a few days, I think at least 2 days after they'd already gone. And as we know, things are developing day by day. So when they went, it wasn't even as bad as it is now. And this was far before, and the UK's response has sort of been, and their own illness levels have been far behind the United States and far behind, obviously, China and Italy. So I just think my American New Yorker mindset freaked out when I saw them in an office with other people. But you can also see that the office was pretty cleared out. Mm-hmm. But it just, I'm now in a place in life where when I see people standing near each other, I'm like, get away from each other. So it made me, it made me nervous at first to see them in public. But, you know, I'm sure they took all the precautions. And of course, they said that in all the reports that they took every precaution and washed their hands and, you know. So, of course, they did all those things, but it still just makes me anxious. And I understand why they did it and why it's so important to show support to the medical community. And we are so grateful here in the United States for all of our medical personnel and everybody, you know, hand sewing masks and all the work that everyone is doing to take care of each other right now is so moving. So I'm so glad they mm-hmm. did that. But I did freak out.
Well, we've been hearing from the Sussexes, but from afar.
Yes, exactly.
Via social media. They are now using their account to provide really important information and to kind of foster a sense of community so people can remember we're all in this together. We're not, even if you're alone, you're not necessarily alone. And so they started by having a quote, because, you know, they love to have quotes. So they had a quote that says, "This moment is as true a testament there is to the human spirit." And then they spoke about, like, the importance of compassion and helping each other and, you know, staying informed. And so they've really shared some information. Like today, on Tuesday, they even shared World Health Organization recommendations for washing your hands, avoiding touching your face, maintain social distancing, and stuff like that. But I thought that one of the most important things that they posted, in addition to all this information, was their "Today I feel."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, "Today I feel blank."
Yeah, it's like a bluish, turquoisey background. And then it's just, they wanted you to know how you feel. They wanted you to feel comfortable sharing how you feel, and they recognize that everyone's going through a lot. And I thought that their caption was pretty powerful. It's quite long, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it starts with "Everything going on, it's a lot to take in. Many of us may feel confused or alone or anxious or scared. And in isolation, some of us may just feel bored or that you don't know what to do with yourself without your normal routine. It's perfectly normal to feel any of these things." And I think that's really important, because I don't know anybody who's okay. I don't know anyone who's like, "Yeah, what an easy, swell time. I'm having the best time of my life."
Exactly.
Everybody I know is really struggling. And like, I'm struggling. I'm sure you're struggling. Like, we're all struggling. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important that we acknowledge that, and that we let people know that it's okay to feel that way, because that's how everybody's feeling.
Yeah, they also gave four resources and organizations where are sort of crisis text lines where you can call in if you're in need of help, or if you're home and feeling bored, you can train online to become a counselor for those crisis lines. So I really liked that they're encouraging everybody to go either way, like whether you have the energy to help, that's amazing, or if you're just feeling really spent and overwhelmed yourself, you can call one of these crisis lines. And of course, that's for the UK, but there's plenty of very similar organizations in the US and all around the world. So I hope that everyone is feeling empowered to reach out and get the support any way they can. So that was really, really lovely, I think.
Yeah. So do we do it?
Yeah. Do you want to start it?
Sure. Okay. So this brings us to our news. All right, guys. So after lots of thought and discussion, and after 2 years and 110 episodes-ish, Caitlin and I have decided it's actually time for us to step away from Royally Obsessed. As many of you know, Royally Obsessed is actually run by Pure Wow. We've got this great media company that we work with, and our producers are from Pure Wow, and it's such a wonderful organization. And we're so grateful they've given us this opportunity to host the show. So just because we're leaving doesn't mean that the show is going away. Pure Wow is going to continue working on its future. So stay tuned and subscribed.
Indeed. We're forever so grateful to you guys, our wonderful listeners, for your downloads and subscriptions and reviews, which made it possible for us to keep recording this show that we've loved so much. And we were so grateful for the Facebook comments and the Instagram DMs and the fact that you guys often broke the royal news to us. And we really, really love the community that has sprung up around the show, which is something that we never could have predicted or even really prepared for.
We're just so happy at the prospect that we ever entertain you on a commute, or while you were cleaning your cabinets, or if you went to a doctor's appointment. And your emails and comments and letters have meant more to us than you'll ever know.
Yeah. So next episode will be our last. And so we'll try to, we'll have a really big royal cocktail for next week. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'll actually drink.
Yeah, you'll have to. But we're just so, so grateful to you guys again. But until then, let's chat about our highs and lows.
It's time for the royal highs and lows.
What's your low, Lisa? Is there any other low besides the fact that we're in a global pandemic? I don't really know that there's another low.
I feel like personally that's my low.
Yeah, I think that's my low. That's the queen's low. That's everybody's low. My low is that I don't know that I just want to hug somebody. I'm not even like a big hugger, I don't think, but I just want to see people. I just want to chat with people in person. I mean, I love a screen as much as the next millennial, but I just wish I could see you and talk to you in person. And it's a tough, scary time. And I'm sad to think of all the royal stuff that will be canceled, because it's made me realize, obviously, how much they pick up my day and brighten my life. And now we don't see them at all. And it's just, oof, one of the many rough things. But there are some pleasant things. What was your high?
I like all the Mother's Day posts, because it reminds me that there's stuff that, I mean, the biggest story is the coronavirus, and it should be, but it reminds me that other stuff is still happening. So I like the idea of kids hopefully making their mother a card the way that George did, and, you know, people calling and Skyping and doing whatever they could do to be with each other. And that makes me happy.
Yes. I have a classic high, which is James Middleton's post about his dog's social distancing. I can't deal with
it. Oh my God.
I can't deal with it. If you guys haven't seen it, he posted it a couple of days ago now, but he said, the caption is, socializing while social distancing. Who wants to join? # best dinner party ever. And it was four of his dogs all seated by some dog magic at a dinner table with flowers and candles. And they each have a plate in front of them of kibble. Explain to me, please explain to me how he got them to sit still for this photo and not eat the food. Like, walk me through it.
I truly have no idea. I just think he's a dog whisperer. He can do anything with dogs. I don't know. He's a whisperer.
It's such a gift. It's just such a gift. Also, that reminds me that there have been reports that, of course, he is postponing his wedding just like Beatrice's. And, of course, the royals are just like us in that regard. The rules are the rules. So that makes sense. But I just love that he's keeping it really light and happy with this dog photo. And, like, lest you think it was somehow faked, you can see him in the reflection. It's just, like, it's so funny. It's so great. When I look at it, as you just heard, I couldn't help but laugh. So super duper charming stuff. Thank you, James Middleton, for always being James Middleton. You're so good at being James Middleton. I just love it so much. And then until next week, you can drop us an email at info@gallerypodcast.com to ask us any and all questions about the royals. Remember to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Here's a real review from Karaka. Would you like to read this, Lisa?
Yes. They write, since the world is topsy-turvy, it's so nice to have something normal to look forward to this week. I've been listening to y'all since before H&M's wedding, and this show is a staple of my week. Thank you so much for your efforts in getting the pod out. Oh, thank you. That's really sweet. And we've been so grateful to be able to be, you know, a nice break for whomever. And I don't know. It's just, it's been a really great experience having this podcast. And we're so grateful for everyone who listened.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can follow the show on Instagram at Royally Obsessed Podcast and join our Facebook group, Royally Obsessed. You can follow me, Caitlin, at Hey K Menz, HeyKMenz on Twitter and Instagram, where indeed I am posting photos of all my meals because we all have to create Corona content somehow. How can people follow you, Lisa?
I'm Lisa Raya on Twitter and Instagram, and no N.
That's correct. Until next week, God save the pod. Take care of yourselves.
Stay safe.
Her Majesties of Royally Obsessed have retired for this episode. God save the pod. And if you fancy the podcast, give Royally Obsessed the royal rating of 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at Royally Obsessed Podcast and join our Facebook group, Royally Obsessed. Royally Obsessed is a Gallery Podcast production.